1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies,
how you guys doing today? Thank you for joining us.
I
have a lot of fun today, I hope.
A boat rock.
Dissecting the stupidity of those that would consider themselves to be wise, but God looks at them as to be unwise. Fools, for a better way of saying it. And we'll call them the new legislators. But again, we're talking about the power of music today. I'm excited to get to this topic. So let's roll. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You know the drill. You know the routine. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess.
Are you kind of
Stephanie
singing?
Joy. A little bit.
You're stepping out there. Good for you.
I'm really cutting the rug, and I want people to see that there's a lot more on my utility belt than what they get to hear most of the time that
this
they listen to
treat,
the Sons of Liberty.
Definitely.
It is. It's always a treat. Folks, welcome to the show. We do appreciate you. And if it wasn't a treat to our listeners, Steph, they wouldn't be listening to us.
That's true.
So therefore.
They were just hoping for the day.
We're ear candy.
That's right. That's good. They're just hoping for the day when they can hear the drummer sing.
Well, that will never happen.
Well, the day came. You're kind of singing a little bit. You're kind
not
of,
really.
Da,
I mean, I could sing something, but I don't know.
I think you should continue with the intro.
But then no one's going to want to hear you sing again. And therein lies your issue, not mine.
Oh,
folks,
that was
check
good.
Us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. See, that's why you're on
that was
radio,
witty.
Steph. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was
you
very
be
witty.
Quick,
you are
right?
Quick. That
all
was
right.
Good. I'll hand it to you.
All right, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As well, friends, check out my personal page, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. It's time to get busy, friends. Bradley Dean 1, this is your country. I'm not talking to a third world country. Folks, if you'd like to jump online, the number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works and our labor of love with faith. What do you think of that? I like that, yeah. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be, you know, when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
You want him in Christ's head, and you want his heart in your heart as well.
The mind of Christ.
That's right. So before we continue on with the show and talk a little bit more about the musicians, which will be an interesting show, I'm sure.
Yes.
I want to highlight, of course, our product of the week, which is the Sons of Liberty Package. Become a son or daughter of Liberty when you get our Sons of Liberty Package. There's lots of different cool things that come along with being a son or daughter of
you
Liberty.
You said that twice. Are you stuck?
No, it's good. Okay, men yeah. need to be told things
just
twice.
Just want to make sure you weren't stuck.
Men need to be told things twice. You ever have someone rattle off a number to you, like leaving it on your voicemail, and they only say it one time? It's like, come on, could you please say that again so I could like find a piece of paper
yes,
and a
yes,
pen?
I concur.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So anyway, Sam Adams said it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather...
How many times do women need to be told?
Well, it depends on the woman.
Because this has been a long marriage.
No, that's hilarious.
See what I'm saying? If you want to step in it, we'll go there.
Well, I wasn't really stepping okay. there, but okay. I'll just continue on with this. So becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, as Sam Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men. And boy, oh boy, is he right.
Yes.
But this Sons of Liberty package includes a Sons of Liberty t-shirt, which we talked about yesterday. People love t-shirts. You can witness without using any words. when you're going to a mall, grocery store, gas station, you name it. Mm-hmm. And also the prayer that rocked the Capitol.
And you're getting that from that preacher that said, if you have to preach the gospel to the whole world.
Francis, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. He said, use words if you have to.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So if you want to go ahead and become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and get this package, the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD is also included. And it's what happened on May 20th in 2011 when Bradley was invited to deliver the opening prayer at the Minnesota House session. Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard of this, but he delivered a prayer that called for us all to unite under the Constitution's directives, honor the sacrifice of our veterans, and to return to the founder of our country, acknowledging America's godly heritage. That sounds like amen, hallelujah to me, but...
It's an important watch, friends.
Very much so.
Yes.
But within an hour, the media attacked Bradley Dean's prayer. Over 2,000 media outlets across the country covered it. Can you believe that? So what did Bradley say that was so offensive?
Within 20 minutes, yes.
Yeah, I can't even believe it. So why did the majority speaker denounce him? What really happened that day? You know, this is great because the media portrays things as one certain way. It's like this facade you get, right?
Yeah.
What I like about this DVD is you go behind the scenes and actually see what happened, how cool they were to you before you went up there.
Yeah.
Our son Sam was, when he's like, man, those people were so nice. And all of a sudden, you know, see the reaction and what happened after that.
What did Mark Twain say? Those that don't read the newspapers, they're uninformed. But those that do read the newspapers, they're misinformed.
That's exactly right. So you're going to find out the truth of what happened that day. It's a great, great video. And in fact, we
have it posted. I just reposted it on Sons of Liberty Radio.
I was going to point out the fact that we do have it posted, the actual prayer itself, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We've got a lot of different people who have taken a look at that since yesterday. But he's posting it again. So please do go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to order this package, go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you may call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. It's a $20 donation that we ask for, but our monthly sponsors, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off, which equals $15, and I think that's quite the steal.
Now, folks, I got to clarify something real quick for you. When you're going to Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. I just posted the prayer that rocked the Capitol for you. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay,
it's
and
important.
I want to highlight, too, because you're talking about, you know, becoming your friend on Facebook. There's Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. There's also Bradley Dean. There's also Bradley Dean's fan page. Now, the Facebook is so nice because it's such a variety of different things that you get on a daily basis. For example, if you go to Bradley Dean's fan page, you're going to see Bradley out in Simi Valley where they filmed Little House on the Prairie. And, of course, for those of you who are familiar with Little House on the Prairie, which everyone is, not everyone really likes to admit it, but everyone loved Pa and Little House on the Prairie. You'll see where he was out there visiting. You'll see him with Ray Comfort, a ministry out there. There's just lots of good things when you go and visit Facebook. And my favorites are Gold Nuggets, which you'll actually see a picture of a bunch of monkeys sitting down. And the quote that goes with it is this. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next.
Of course.
Exactly. And
yes.
It's great. It's fun.
That was attributed to Abraham Lincoln. That's not a confirmed quote, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We had one comment from that. It said, great picture of the Senate. They probably could do more than the one we have now.
Yeah.
That would be a bunch of monkeys sitting there, I think. I think that's what she wanted to say at that point. Another great one that we have out there is Theodore Roosevelt, who said, and I love this quote, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. Amen. True that over and over and over again.
Yes. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the good use of a fool. The new legislators. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Philosopher Socrates said that. We're going to talk about who are those real legislators anyways. Guess what? They're up on stage trying to sing because they got a message that they want to give. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, see, that's why it's important. Now, folks, we're talking, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, the good use of a fool. Okay? You with me?
Is there a good use of a fool?
There is.
All right.
If you're trying to destroy something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new legislators. Now, friends, correct me if I'm wrong. And by the way, if you want to call in, do. Phone lines are open. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. The new legislators. A person who makes laws, a member of the legislative body.
Okay.
But I am really using these fools as the new legislators because it is them that are being used to channel through their lawlessness, which therefore makes them the sons of Belial, sons of lawlessness.
Tearing down the law.
That's exactly right. And who would their daddy be?
Well,
who are they promoting and what are they promoting? Folks, listen to this. People need to understand this first and foremost before we get going so I can lay this premise so you can get your feet up on that rock. So your ways are established, right? Your goings are established, Scripture tells us. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum of full wisdom and perfect in beauty, speaking of Satan. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. He was beautiful. He had it going on. But what did he do? He was there to praise God, not to usurp God. Okay? You got that? That is Scripture, my friends. And what we're talking about is the good use of a fool, the new legislators. And we need to keep in mind that these new legislators that I'm speaking of are those that are there to tear down the laws, not to establish the laws. Okay? They are called outlaws. That's really
outside
what I think.
Outside the law.
Yeah.
They're outside the law.
Exactly.
I like that.
Ezekiel 28:12-14. Ezekiel 28:12-14. Okay? So, again, we're talking about Socrates. He said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Man, he nailed that. Now, folks, let me go back just a little bit, because during a television interview in California this last week, I was asked what the people thought of my appearance when doing events across the country, as if to say that the politicians are the standard in conveying the message to the American people. I thought people were tired of them people. So I responded with, what, because I'm 6'5", that I have long hair, tattoos, a drummer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet, and, by the way, quite studly.
Says me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that is, again, what my wife tells me. Thank you, wife. That's great.
You're welcome.
Though I am having fun, because I am, the question came across as almost an insult to me. What do they think of my appearance? Who cares? I went on to tell the experience that I had in Washington, D.C. at a conference that I was invited to, where an individual asked me what I did after I told him. He kind of looked down on my methodology as well as the next generation that receives my message. In other words, boy, you know, the older generation just does not have a clue. I then asked this individual, who was completely clueless, what his favorite band was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking about my methodology and the way that I looked. And I said to him, so, what's your favorite brand? What's your favorite band, brother from another mother? And lo and behold, what came out of his mouth proved my point to a T, because what he did is he started to sing, and then he began to hand gest as if he were playing the guitar to one of them long-haired, tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective.
Oh, that's such a great point.
It was.
Love it.
It was great. So I replied with that. If you look at the legislators in this country, they're not our president, our representatives, or our Congress. The real legislators, legally and lawfully, they are friends. But influentially, they are not.
Right.
That was my point. The real legislators are them that convey the message through their music, lyrics, and lifestyles. In other words, the guys and girls that you know as the rock stars and the pop stars and the such. So I figured after I had answered the question, I pretty much pushed that individual right back into the hole that she herself dug.
Well, the thing
now,
is,
I know she didn't mean it to be, you know, disrespectful.
Right.
But it was almost an insult.
That's
it
right.
Really
but
was.
The point was proven when you were talking to that man out in Washington, D.C., and then he said, so what's your favorite band? He just lit up and knew exactly where
oh,
to go.
Oh, totally. Right
so
away.
So you were influenced by the long-haired rocker dudes like you're looking down upon now? I mean, he couldn't have proven the point any better if he tried.
Oh, posted script, mother. Listen carefully. He didn't even need a half a... It was a split second. He was going right back with the guitar and the lyrics.
So he threw hand gesturing it.
Let's go over to list Little Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
Whatever his name is.
Mr. B.
He was recently busted for a DUI and also under the influence of, guess what, antidepressants.
Hmm.
His mugshot was Justin, Little Justin, smiling as big as if to say, nothing to fear here, friends. There will be no consequence for endangering the lives of them that were on the same road that I was on. After all, I have enough money. You see, said Little Justin through his message, his lifestyle, the soft judge will just smack me on the hand. Are you hearing and seeing this, next generation? With a big question mark there, Justin asking the question. So, what is Little Justin's message? Do as I do. Go and hang out at strip clubs with your daddy. Drive if you want to. Disrespect authority. Smoke. Fornicate. Drop pills. And in turn, I ask, what do them that follow Little Justin do? Well, friends, here's the answer. The same exact things that they were taught to do. And to prove my point, Brian McKnight, R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believed Justin Bieber's wild antics are a part of a plan to get people even more interested in his music. Oh, my goodness, of course, to sell his message. Now, I didn't say that, but guess what, friends? True that.
Isn't that something?
Exactly.
If you look at a girl like Miley Cyrus, too, as well, started off in the same kind of way.
Gross, sick.
I can't even believe it. When I saw that video of her, I was just absolutely appalled and disgusted and just shocked that innocent girl could go from being who she was before.
A little self-professed Christian girl. By the way, friends, you need to keep in mind, we're not looking for this. These are just great examples, and this is a way to educate the people on the stupidity as to those in corruption, namely in the government, are using, namely the fools, to corrupt society and to destroy the American civilization. That's it. Because these are the real legislator is the musicians. Case in point, Marilyn Manson, you know, the guy that gets up in front of the students and the young people across the country, rips up a Bible. He says he wants to be the one that is remembered for eradicating Christianity. Bad place to put yourself there, Brian. That's his real name, Marilyn Manson. And by the way, his band is all, they're all dressed up like mass murderers. Isn't that sweet? He said this. He said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. He said, we're trying to lure people in. And he said, once we've got you, friends, listen carefully. Everybody listens to music. We can give them our message. Huh. For you burnt hippies out there, hopefully you redeemed burnt hippies. George Harrison of the Beatles, oh, three of them are already squashed. The main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of your life.
Isn't that interesting?
Do they know what they're doing? Absolutely they know what they're doing, friends. Now let's get to my point. We know that partying, always advertised with half-naked girls and guys, and drinking alcohol is promoted to no end, and it's illegal to drink alcohol until you reach the age of 21 years old in some states. Isn't this interesting? They're highlighting little Justin Bieber, partying it up. Guess what? Justin's only 19.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. He's smoking dope. Or should I say the dope is being smoked.
That's right.
Amen. Marijuana use is illegal. What are the laws that state marijuana use is illegal? What's the message? Why is it that he's allowed to promote an illegal message to the people while you have legislators waiting in the shadows only to bring forth legislation to pass that which is illegal now, but they always look back and thank their brother from another mother that someone's being used to promote only a matter of time, say they, that need to legislate unlawful activity in this country. If it wasn't for Justin Bieber and the musicians, we could have never done what we're doing today.
That's exactly right.
So they're working hand in glove, friends. Call me crazy, but let me finish my point. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Friends, when we do events across the country, I can tell you exactly who these students are listening to. How? By the way they dress? By the way they act? By the way they wear their pants? Halfway down their back side of their cracks, their keisters, how they have their hats cocked to the side. Folks, it doesn't take a genius to figure out who they're listening to. Oh, it's a good thing I don't listen to that music. Yeah, I know. Listen to these older folks saying, man, I listen to that country music. Nothing wrong with that, really. You know what happens when you play a country album backwards, right, friends? You get your dog back, your car back, and your house back.
And your wife back.
Don't forget about that.
And
it's not funny, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it really isn't. But, friends, here again, what we do is we have musicians promoting illegal activity. And what you have behind closed doors, well, in some cases, and in some cases, those that are right in the light, namely in governments, that are waiting to pass legislation that agrees with their lawless lifestyles. See, folks, they promote marijuana use, Justin did, for a long time, and when the American ceased to be the law, then the lawless prevail, and guess what happens? Now we see in state legislation across the country, they want to legalize marijuana. Well, who helped it along? You getting the point?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. And this is exactly what we're seeing being unveiled on a daily basis in this country. The fools that will be used to destroy American civilization.
Now, I'd like to make a point with that. When you were talking about how this seems to be something that they're doing to try to get more people to listen to Justin Bieber's music, you know, create this bad boy image, it will attract more people who want to listen to him. Well, that's the same thing that I noticed with Miley Cyrus. The more vulgar and vile she was when she did her, I believe it was MTV presentation a while back, she had just outstanding success. It just, the point is we have judgment turned backwards in our country so much to the point that the more vile you are, the more rude you are, the more rebellious you are, the greater people will be attracted to you and your message.
But therein lies the deception. That's what the state-run media wants you to believe. It was the same thing that they did last week when they were marrying homosexuals on television. Folks, they want you just to fall for the fact that, you know, everybody's in agreement with their unlawful, abominable lifestyles, when in fact, no, they are not. They can shove it down your throat all they want. But the bottom line is this. When you look in Scripture, the Bible says, in 2 Thessalonians, it says, for the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness, does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is this. It's taking place because when I go to verse 10, it says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Who are they that perish? Because they receive not the love of the truth to stand up against it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that they might be saved. And for that cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. But the bottom line is this. Why does it happen? Because the people allow it to happen. And that's why we are where we're at today. Again, can't get away from responsibility, friends.
Yeah, and a great point is the fact that, listen, you know, you said that Justin Bieber here, he had antidepressants. Well, listen, the kid's got everything. He's got money. He's got fame.
Oh, he's got happy.
Power, all right? So if he's so happy with everything, by the way, what is it for man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Why does he need to take antidepressants?
I don't know.
Do these people say that they're miserable, they're lonely, they have lots of demons?
He's got a lot of friends. As a matter of fact, you know who his hangout buddy is? It's his dad.
I know. Isn't that
bringing him
ridiculous?
To strip joints, smoking dope, partying, reviling the cops. It just goes on and on and on and on. It's a game. By the way, little Justin's being used.
Absolutely.
So for those that are saying, Bradley, who are you to judge Justin? Hey, I'm telling you, Jesus said to judge men by their fruit. Let me ask you the question. What is the fruit of Justin's life? Is it lawful or is it unlawful? And then the next question I want to ask you is, how much do you love your God, number one? How much do you love your country, number two, and your people?
That's okay? Exactly right.
That's where love falls. If you say it's okay, it shows you that you don't love. And Scripture, by the way, equates that to hate. Read 1 John. When you love, you rebuke. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Jesus said in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. When you go to Leviticus 19, it talks about how we're to rebuke our brother that is in known sin. Why? Because we love. But if you don't, then Scripture tells us we hate. And we have a command from God to confront. And by the way, the little dude got busted for a DUI.
Yeah.
Right?
Not
so
good.
So he endangered a lot of people's lives. Now, what about all those innocent people that were on the same road that little Justin Bieber was on when he didn't really care if he was drunk or not, endangering their lives? What if that would have been your brother or your mother or your kids or your dad or your mom?
It's a different perspective.
It always is a different perspective because it's a law unto themselves. Let's get on here. Folks, we can see that the American people, namely those in the corrupt system of Hollywood, have upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called not sin, my friends, but an abomination. Again, through their homosexuality on television. Now, what's interesting, speaking of the real legislators, the fools that play the part to legislate illegal propaganda in this country, you know, I wish these homosexuals would open up their eyes as to what God meant when he said it's an abomination. And again, we want to judge by men's fruit. Let's go over to Freddie Mercury. You know, the guy that used to sing We Will Rock You. Remember that band, Queen? Yeah, maybe the homosexuals should have judged legislator Freddie Mercury's fruit when he died of AIDS. And why did he get AIDS? Because he did something that God commanded them not to do, which, by the way, is the fruit of living a bisexual queen.
That's right. You live, you reap what you sow, and you're going to ultimately pay the price for all your actions, whether they be good or whether they be
everything,
evil.
Even your thoughts.
That's
Jesus
right.
said to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God. It is serious business, friends. It is absolute serious business in which we are accounted to.
But we don't talk about these things. See, you know, and you go.
Well, that's why they have the Sons of Liberty.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, you go into school and you say dun 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 dun, and they'll say dun. Everyone knows we will rock you. They understand. They got it in a hat. So everyone remembers this, you know, legendary band. What they forget about is what did this legendary band die from?
Yeah, but Steph, you know, their influence and power over me, Jimmy. This back in 1969, October 3rd, he said music is a spiritual thing of its own. He said you can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at their weakest point, you preach into the subconscious what we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, he hit it on the head.
Steph, they can't help themselves.
Exactly.
Hey, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let's go to Kate Perry.
Yeah, real quick on that.
Yeah,
he said music was spiritual. Of course it is spiritual. You get a 2-year-old kid and you start playing music, he'll start jumping up and dancing to it. We were born to worship God, our Heavenly Father, and our Creator. We are worshipful beings. But that praise and worship that God...
Worshipping beings.
Worshipping beings, excuse me. But that worship that we have should be to our Creator for everything that He has done. We were born to worship Him, not to use our talents over for the devil, but to use our talents for Jesus Christ, the one who gave us the talents in the first place. place.
Have you ever been into a rock club before? Because when you walk in, you notice that there's an elevated stage,
mm-hmm.
which elevates what?
The
bands.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And as they're beginning to take the stage, all of a sudden everybody's looking up on the stage, right? What are they doing? They're usurping God's place.
That's
and the
right.
enemy has been trying to do this for since the beginning of time. And if you look in Isaiah 14, you can see that's exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to usurp God's place, and God said, "Oh no, you don't. See ya. Wouldn't want to be," and he cast him down.
That's right.
And when you look at what's going on in this country, namely through the entertainment industry, that's exactly what they've been doing since day one. And isn't it interesting when you go out into the West Coast and you walk up and down Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Strip, what do you see there? You
stars.
See the walk of stars,
that's right?
That's right. Right? And isn't it interesting that Jesus, remember what men followed was the star that...
To find him for his birth.
To find him, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's mockery at every
yeah.
step, isn't there, concerning the things of the Christ? We are in the middle of a spiritual warfare, friends. There's just no way of getting away from
that's
it.
That's right. And the Lord said, little children, keep yourself from idols. These are America's idols, for the most part, these young people. The Lord said to keep yourself from idols. What do? We idolize these people and we create gods in front of the one true God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. These are good little tidbits you need to think about.
I love this topic. Let's go over to Kate Perry, the little self-proclaimed Christian. Now, friends, she last week, by the way, speaking of the Grammys,
mm-hmm.
She was being burned at the cross.
Yeah, on her outfit, she literally had a cross on
yeah.
her outfit as she put out her hands like
yeah.
Christ crucified on the cross.
That's what they do to heretics.
Sick.
Isn't that interesting? So you got to wonder what her little daddy is thinking right now. He's supposed to be a preacher, but I guess that they're okay with it, at least from what we've been told. And we heard it from a direct source. So we're not just giving you misinformation, friends. Or let's go over to the little hypocrite, Beyonce. She's another self-professed Christian. See, friends, you got to keep in mind, oh, by the way, Beyonce, she was at the Grammys too. And she was showing the world what she's got, and she did it without shame. That is called in Scripture a whore's forehead.
That's
and boy,
right.
does she have a whore's forehead. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember this, my friends, that Jesus said that many would come in my name, that many would come in my name. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. They're a Christian. Here a Christian. Everywhere a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Jesus said to answer their delusions, take heed unto yourselves. He said, many will come in my name and they shall deceive many. Matthew 24:5-8. But, friends, you need to be smart. You need to be wise. Be not deceived. Let's go back to some of these fools that are being used, these new version of these legislators that are being used to basically push forth their propaganda through illegal legislation through these corrupt politicians in the United States of America.
Well, and to go back to what you were saying, too, is the Bible talks about how they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Yes.
That's why I think one of the greatest things that the Lord ever put in the Bible was, you know a man by his fruits. I mean, all day, Barack Obama, you know, claims to be a Christian. All
he
day
attacked,
long, he can
yeah.
talk about
his
God.
His lifestyle attacks everything
course,
that we are.
His fruit
yeah.
is completely different, but then you get people who are so senseless and ignorant. Oh, well, they say they're Christians. They honor
well,
God.
Well, the reason they take them for who they are, Stephanie, is because they themselves walk in the same darkness.
Exactly.
Yes.
But the point is it doesn't matter what someone says. They can say they're Christians all day. Look at the fruit of their lives and you'll see if they truly are a disciple of Christ or not. You know men by their fruits.
But you know
in
what?
Righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor.
That's right. And we also got to keep in mind what Caesar said too, friends. He said, give people a piece of bread and give them a show. He said, I can do whatever I want with them. In other words, as long as I can entertain you, I'm causing you to stop from entering in the partaking of the preservation of your life, which the cost is eternal vigilance. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. But what's interesting here, too, you need to keep in mind is they're attempting to demoralize the next generation because the more I can demoralize you, the more I can strip away the rights that God gave you. See, but I have to first get you to violate God's rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the right giver by breaking the giver's laws. And that's exactly what we see. Let's go over to Madonna because we're kind of stepping over into another realm here. You know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. She was also recently dressed up again back at the Grammys. She was dressed up like a witch. Why a witch? Why Kate Perry dressed up as a heretic being burned at the stake?
It's pretty blatant what they're trying to do.
Why is it always Satanism that they promote? Why are they giving out messianic signs? Why are they doing this stuff? Folks, because again, we need to keep in mind that Satan The enemy of praise and worship towards God means to assert and instill pride into those that he uses as the fools to bring forth as the new legislators that America now tolerates. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Folks, this stuff, to me, if I was listening to this on the radio, I'd have to jump in. I don't care where I was.
That's true.
But, folks, really what we're saying here is what Socrates said when he said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." And the question is was he right? Yes, he was. And with the help of the fools that help him destroy the American people. But the American people have to wake up and stop it if they love. Okay? Now, what's interesting about this is guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave said this on Rage TV. He said, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." So in other words, if the politicians can't get it passed for what it is, mm-hmm. then what we'll do is we'll use the musicians. And friends, it is hand in glove. There's no getting away from this.
I have to say that, you know, it is so hand in glove because when you look at the Grammys, what were they doing? The legislators are trying to pass homosexual marriage. That's the new big thing. That's the big thing, you know, that they're trying to get across. So what do we have? We have the Grammys praising all these homosexual couples.
Yeah.
That's hand in glove with what the government's trying to do. Not all of them, but most of them. And the government, along with the music. Oh, see, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but see, but again, if they were diligent about the liberties that they have, then they would do their homework to know what this is really about. Because when you look at homosexual marriage in Canada, what is it about, friends? The same thing that they're trying to bring about here. It's a UN global agenda. In Canada, they passed an unlawful act called homosexual marriage. Guess what the government did immediately? They went after the church.
And
that was the first thing they did. Just let me get to that point. That's the first thing they did, is told the church what they could do and what they couldn't do, what they could talk about and what they couldn't talk about. The second thing they did was went after homeschoolers. They told the homeschoolers, the parents of their children, the government came in, usurped parental authority, and said to them, you will no longer teach your children that homosexuality is an abomination. The third thing they did is the homosexual radicals, now because they began to feel a little safe about coming out of the closet, after all, government's right-hand and glove with them, what they don't know is they're being set up for the fall. What do? The homosexual radicals come out and show you who they really are. And they said, we want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Ugh. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Folks, 1973, it was considered a mental illness. In 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. What is it that they don't want you to see? Open your eyes, read the word, and read your constitutional laws of that republic. The empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said.
Amen.
Well, no, I was just going to make another point here, speaking of this. If you've been with us the whole show, pretty crazy stuff. And by the way, to say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And yet we see, and what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy, namely these fools that are being used to legislate corrupt governments' new policies and their propaganda machine while at work using these musicians, if you want to call them that. These people, these fools, are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls and worship them. Remember in Matthew 4:9, it was Satan that had the audacity to tempt the Son of God when he said, listen, it's all mine to give. Just go ahead and fall down and worship me and I'll give it to you.
That's right.
And what did Jesus said? It is written. Worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Okay, friends, that's really what it comes down to. So how do you put a stop to it? And by the way, this is who the enemy wars at spiritually. Those that keep the commandments of God. Read the book of Revelations. Who did the dragon always war with? The church. Those that were obeying the commandments. Not those that were told that they're saved and they do nothing and there's no difference and there's no regeneration or renewing of the Holy Ghost. No, he doesn't have a problem with them because he already knows that them people are deceived into believing that they're under a version of grace when in fact it's a false grace. We call it fire insurance. Friends, listen, I'm not afraid of going to hell. I just want to make sure that I have done everything that I can do with the time allotted to me, because I only get one opportunity to do it, and I want to make it count. End of story. So I'm moved by the fear of the Lord, filial, not diabolical. And if I go to hell, I deserve hell. But he promised me that I wouldn't go to hell, but that's his doing, not mine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And the Bible also says we are not to fear him who can kill the body, but to fear him who can kill the body and then fear him who can kill the body and cast both body and soul into hell.
Yes.
So you're looking at it, you say, listen, well, I'm afraid of this or that. Listen, what are we supposed to be afraid of? Not be afraid of man, be afraid of God. And you said lawful fear, not the diabolical fear, but the good fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's right. Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. And what is the fear of the Lord? It's the beginning of wisdom. And what is that wisdom? Go over to Proverbs 8. He talks about the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate.
You know, what do a lot of these musicians represent? Pride, arrogancy,
of course,
frowardness, rebellion.
Doesn't take a genius to figure out the fruit. Just look at the fruit on their branches is really what it comes down to.
That's exactly right. Boy, I think this is such a great topic. And the fact that, listen, when you're going out there, this is what you can do. You say, listen, what can I do to stop this? Listen, if you're a parent, know what your kids are listening to.
If you're a parent,
know what you're listening to.
That's right.
So don't just say, listen, don't listen to that garbage. Well, I listen to country music. And listen, country music, we already addressed that. There's lots of different things that go through in all types of music. It doesn't have to be just, well, the rock stars or the pop stars or those rap artists. Listen, what are these artists promoting through their lyrics? Just listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. You'll find that they contradict themselves.
Yeah.
Every song is a complete contradiction, almost without fail.
And you know what you want to do, too? Just put aside the actual CD and just listen, read what the lyrics are and say, does this look like something that's good for my son or daughter to be listening to or myself to be listening to?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to say, listen, we need to just, if you can't listen to music, don't listen to music. If you need some good music, junkyardprophet.com. Go ahead and order the price CD or the face-to-face CD. It's not worth You know, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a temple of the Lord. You don't want to defile your body in any way, shape, or form. And some of you right now that are listening, you're saying, well, I'm getting a little convicted by this. Well, you should be. If you have to go through your stack of CDs and throw a bunch out, then throw a bunch out. We're called to be holy. We're called to be vessels meet for the Master's use. We're supposed to be honorable unto the Lord. And with the when we listen to that kind of music, you're not honoring God. Why would you want something that's going to on purpose defile your body? We're called to be the bride of Christ. I've never seen a bride yet when she was going to get married on her wedding day run outside and play in the mud.
Oh, yeah. You haven't?
Not yet.
No, I see a lot of these supposed fools that are being used to, you know, channel in the propagandists and what they want to use them for. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, and they do it with a smile on their face until they either lose their life, they end up in jail, or they end up hooked up on something that they don't want to be hooked up on. But again, friends, if they're so happy and the path that they're on is right, then why are they so confused and messed up? And why are they popping antidepressants?
Exactly.
And committing suicide and boozing?
That's the point.
Yeah.
But my point with that is that I've never seen a bride go out and jump in the mud on her wedding day.
No.
We're called to be the bride of Christ. So why in the world we jump in the mud, let our minds jump in the mud, our hearts jump in the mud, and defile ourselves before the Lord?
Yeah.
If you got to do a little CD burning, remember when they used to do out in the 80s, the big Weinock rock?
That's right.
They had this,
the Peters Brothers.
The ministry. Yeah,
yes.
Well, he did this assembly program with us one time. But they'd get together, and they'd literally have these things where youth groups would get together, and they would burn the CDs that they shouldn't have.
Which is found in the book of Acts.
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, if you need to take a double look at what you're listening to, and if you need to get some good stuff, go to shop.sonsofliberty.com because we've got great music that's honoring the price, namely of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, the price of veterans, and praise and worship music that honors and glorifies not but God, to whom all praise and honor is due.
Perfected praise through the babes.
Amen.
You know, some people want to say, do they really know what they're doing? Let's go to those that are behind the scenes. Do they really know what they're doing? Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, said, which has become one of the most profitable and influential news networks of all times. This is what Bob Pittman said concerning those that listen and those that watch their show, MTV. The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, he said, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. He said, we own them. So if Bob Pittman owns his viewers, you'd think that he'd be more careful for them. Namely to the young people, as a parental figure, and want to see them succeed in life, yet try and name just three bands that MTV endorses that promote good morals through their music on a consistent basis.
Okay, name three bands who MTV promotes that have moral music on a consistent basis throughout their music.
Yeah, we'll start this out tomorrow.
Cool.
And by the way, I want you to think of the PODs. I want you to think of the Corns.
Right.
I want you to think of the Stripers, because I'm going to prove you wrong in all three cases.
Okay, sounds good.
I just gave it away.
Ooh.
Yeah, folks, what we've been talking about again is what Socrates said. We'll continue this vein tomorrow. He said, let me write the music of a nation I care not for, who writes its laws, for I will control its people. And this is exactly what you're seeing happening today in your country. Now, I say that to say this. These musicians, they're the good use of a fool. But I want to tell you something, friends. What you need to wake up to is these are the new legislators for the propagandists. Oh, don't kid me.
And they're only reaping in their own lives.
No, don't kid me, and don't kid yourself, friends.
No kidding.
Well, nope. Oh, my goodness. That one fell to
don't
the ground.
Don't kid me, don't kid you, no kidding.
You can't.
No.
This is ridiculous stuff. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie with the Sons and the
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll actually show you tomorrow on the radio, of course, through audio, what happens when a guy gets up on stage and says, let's break some things? Did they listen to him? Talk to you tomorrow.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.